Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We're coming out of the end of the week, and for 2 weeks, we have been reading the story of Nabal, the abuser, and Abigail, the abused, in a heartbreaking marriage. As we have looked at this word abuse in the Bible, applying it, like with Nabal and Abigail, to abuse in marriages, I know from pastoral experience, as well as being supportive of friends who have had to extricate themselves from personal relationships with abusive men, that abuse is very common, yes, even within Christian community. In my years as a pastor, my wife and I have counseled many Christian women on how to respond to husbands who would say they are Christian, but whose cruel and violent words and actions have spoken loudly to their true person. As we come into the weekend, I want to leave you with what the Bible says is Nabal's reaction to what his wife Abigail has done. Hear now the word of God from 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 36 through 38. Then Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he was holding a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. So she did not tell him anything at all until the morning light. But in the morning, when the wine had gone out of Nabal, his wife told him these things, and his heart died within him so that he became as stone. About 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal, and he died. When Abigail returns home safely from blessing David and his men with supplies, and with the promise that David will not destroy her husband and his men, she finds Nabal partying in drunkenness. And I will note here that often being drunk accompanies abuse. It fuels it. The misuse and overindulgence of alcohol enhances abuse significantly. But when morning comes and the buzz wears off and Nabal is somewhat sober, so that he can understand how David nearly crushed him, he has what I believe to be a massive heart attack and dies 10 days later. Nabal dies. And I want to ask an honest question of you who have been hurt by cruel and violent treatment by your husband, fiancé, boyfriend, or ex. Have you ever wished that he would just die? Have you ever prayed that God would take him? You know what? I believe it is okay for you to think that and even pray it because this experience has been that painful for you. Hear me on this. I am in no way suggesting that you murder. Did you hear me? Do not return violence for violence. I am only being real. You would not be the first woman to have the thought, to pray the prayer, God, please take him. I cannot deal with him anymore. You are that hurt. My friend, I want you to know God understands. He knows your heart. He knows your motive. He knows of your desire to live finally in peace. But you say, this husband of mine, this man who abuses me, us, including my kids, he is fine. He is strong. He's not dead. He's going to live on and continue to be cruel. So what can I do? Good question. And here is what I want to do. When you come back here on Monday, I'm going to give you some practical wisdom, advice about what you can do if you are suffering at the hands of an abusive man. And I will do this in part by showing you from the Bible what happens to Abigail at the end of this chapter in 1 Samuel. As we have been, so I always want to be, biblically based. Be assured of my concern and prayer for you, and do take me up on my offer to have you write to me, do so this weekend, and then do not miss our time together on Monday's edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.